We, on the other hand, believe that liberty is part of our creation. Freedom, the natural yearning to be free, is part of our creation, is what has distinguished this country in 220 years from all other populations of human beings in the history of this planet. There are reasons why our DNA is no different than anybody else's on the planet, but how is it that we have come to be this awesome and for good superpower? How has it happened? It has happened because of our founding documents. It has happened because of an inherent understanding that our freedom and ambition, who we are as human beings, is part of our creation. Ben Stein has a new movie, and he brought it by my house Friday afternoon to screen it for me. It's called Expelled. It is, damn, it's powerful. It is just, it is fabulous. And here's the premise of his movie. The premise is that Darwinism has taken root, taken hold at every major intellectual institution around the world in Western societies, in Great Britain, to the United States, you name it. Darwinism, of course, does not permit for the existence of a supreme being, a higher power, or a god. His interviews with some of the professors who espouse Darwinism are literally shocking. The condescension and the arrogance these people have. They will readily admit that Darwinism and evolution does not explain how life began, but one of these professors, well, it might have been that a hyper intelligence from another planet came here and started our race. This from some professor, even UK, I forget where it was, but can't be God. It can't be. These people are so threatened by the existence of God, they will not permit intelligent design to be discussed. Professors have been fired, blackballed, and prevented from working who have deigned to try to combine the whole concept of evolution with intelligent design. This Ben Stein's new movie is going to open 1,000 screens pretty soon. It's not out there yet. It's called Expelled. But the point of it is that these people on the left are just scared to death of God. It threatens everything. We, on the other hand, recognize that our greatness, who we are, our potential, our ambition, our desire, comes from God. And as part of our creation, this natural yearning to be free and to practice liberty. And that is how we think this country came to be great, and is how we think this country will continue to be great and to grow. And that's not Barack Obama.